Now, I might be a little bit late with this podcast about all the suicides happening recently with Anthony Bourdain, Kate Spade. I know this is old news, but this took a few days to digest. As soon as they both came out, suicide, right away, I just felt like something was bullshit about it. So I've been digging into these two alleged suicides recently. And let me just give you a little bit of a background. Now, first of all, there's a lot of murderers out in the United States right now that are not in jail. Okay, so when a murderer gets away with suiciding people and they don't go to prison, they're going to keep suiciding people. Okay, so for example, Seth Rich, he leaked Hillary Rodham Clinton's emails to WikiLeaks. He was robbed, quote unquote, and they killed him. But newspapers call it a botched robbery. Why was it a botched robbery? Well, because he still had his wallet. It's a pretty botched robbery. Oh, wow, what a blooper reel for the mugger. Put that on my blooper reel. I shot the guy in the head, but you know what? I forgot his wallet. Boy, am I a terrible murderer. I'm a terrible robber. I'm a great murderer. I'm a terrible robber. See, that's a mistake that a robber would not make. He still had a nice watch on. He still had cash in his wallet. You know, I mean, that's a... He was murdered. Seth Rich was murdered by John Podesta. It's even in the emails. In one of John Podesta's emails, they're like, we got to make an example of this guy. Seth Rich is killed. There's an interesting little list I came across, made by a guy called Steve Griffith, of all the people that were murdered around the Clintons. One of them is a guy called Vince Foster. Now, Vince Foster was a former White House counselor and colleague of Hillary at a Little Rock, Arkansas law firm. He died with a gunshot wound to the head and another to the neck, and it was ruled a suicide. Two shots to the head and neck, and it was a suicide. As far as I know, Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton are not in jail. So if they're out there, maybe they're going to keep suiciding people if they can just get the coroner to write whatever the fuck they want. This is a guy called Gregory Collins. He was shot. Keith McMichael in 1988 died of 113 stab wounds. This is a guy called Keith Coney, was killed when his motorcycle was smashed by a truck on the highway. That was July 1988. This is a guy called Johnny Lawhorn Jr. He was a mechanic and his car was run off the road and hit a utility pole. Barry Seal is a guy who was running drugs, cocaine into Mena, Arkansas. See, Mena, Arkansas in the 80s, when Bill Clinton was the governor of Arkansas, there's an airport at a place called Mena, Arkansas, where cocaine was shipped into the United States and distributed to the CIA so that the CIA could sell the cocaine on the streets and operate from that money. You know, the CIA... Sometimes the CIA gets in hot water when really nosy congressmen are like, hey, what are you guys up to? And they're like, hamana, hamana. What was all this money for? Hamana, that's classified, hamana, hamana. So then they started to sell cocaine in the 80s with Bill Clinton as governor covering up for them. They're all Masons, you know, handshake. Anyway, let's bring in the cocaine and make some fucking money, you know? Hey, we're at the top of the pyramid, handshake, Mason. And so Mena, Arkansas was a place. So Barry Seal was a drone running pilot, and he's dead now. Why? He knows too much shit. So a lady called Barbara Wise, she was the Commerce Department staffer. She worked closely with Ron Brown and Juan Hang, and they were, I don't know, cause of death unknown, died November 29th, 1996. Her nude body was found locked in her office at the Department of Commerce. So she was naked and beaten. Her bruised nude body was found locked in her office at the Department of Commerce. Well, it looks like that's a suicide, you know? It's like, that's just what happens when you just know too much about... there are these two boys that were around Mena, Arkansas Airport one night, and their names are Kevin Ives and Don Henry. They were 15-year-old boys. They were maybe smoking some weed, playing with a BB gun, walking around the woods. Well, all of a sudden, just outside of Mena Airport was a drop zone, where they would drop these bundles of cocaine into the woods. Well, these boys were out in the woods shooting their BB guns, you know, whatever, doing what 15-year-old boys do. All of a sudden, all these coke starts falling all around them. They're like, what the fuck? Okay. So then they were shot in the head and then laid on train tracks far away. Hoping that, we shot them, but if they were hit by a train, that's a good cover story. Well, someone found them shot before the train ran him over, and then there was litigation with the parents for many, many years where it was deemed a suicide. So how is that linked to Clinton again? He was governor of Arkansas during that time, covering up the cocaine money coming in, and these boys saw what they weren't supposed to do. Okay, now they're dead. Okay, now Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton are not in jail, right? Okay, Kate Spade is an interesting character because she worked for the Clinton Foundation. She was part of the No Ceilings Initiative, and that was part of the Haiti campaign. Now, the Clinton Foundation raised money for Haiti after the Haiti earthquake. Wow, they're such good people, the Clinton Foundation. Look at them. They're raising money for Haiti. That's so nice of them. Well, the reality is they're pieces of shit, and they pocketed all that fucking money. Why? Well, because they were in debt, because Monica Lewinsky scandal while Bill Clinton was in office left him $6 million in debt after he left the White House. So they needed money. Oh, the earthquake happens? Oh, well, let's go down there and let's raise a lot of money for Hades so that we can send Hillary to her $400, mullet haircut lady every week. Because Hillary's hair, you know, that's got to be nice. They want to eat nice, you know. They want to live in nice places, you know. Bill Clinton wants to give money to Jeffrey Epstein so he can fly a little airplane on the Lolita Express and fuck underage girls on an island run by Jeffrey Epstein. Maybe he needs money for that. So they, Kate Spade was around Haiti. And maybe she saw a book or two, an open book of some financial statements and going, wait a minute, we raised, you know, $100 million and $98 million went to Hillary Clinton's fucking dumb mellet, you know? And it went to Fabergé eggs and, you know, child prostitutes. So when Kate Spade knows too much, then they ice her. Anthony Bourdain is a tricky one because, you know, a lot of people are coming out and they're saying, wow, suicide, you know, he committed suicide. That's crazy. You know, I had a lot of pain in my life. I can understand, wow, suicide, you know, you never know what kind of dark demons are in the back of someone's mind. You never know what pain someone has. Oh my God, the pain, you know, of the human experience. I'm just saying that. People have pain that you don't know about, and everyone is coming out with the same bullshit. Let me remind you a little bit about our mainstream media. They came out the day of 9/11, and they say, you know what? We figured out what happened. It was these Islamists, and we need to go to Iraq to steal oil. I mean, we need to go to Iraq and overtake that country, because they helped 9/11, which was out of Afghanistan, by this guy Osama bin Laden. But Iraq was in on it, so we need to steal their oil. We need to go to we need to go to Afghanistan and steal their rare earth minerals. What am I saying? Did I just give the whole plan out loud? So the day JFK gets shot in the head, they go, Lee Harvey Oswald. We found out who it is, this guy on the sixth floor of the depository. He wasn't even there, and it was really Lyndon Baines Johnson, Alan Dulles, and Herbert Walker Bush. They killed JFK, not Oswald. But the same day, CNN comes out with the story. We found out exactly what happened. We have the coroner report right from the Clinton Foundation office. We know what happened. Two gunshot wounds in the back of the head. Suicide case closed. So when known murderers are still at large, and CNN, which covers everything up, and all the mainstream news, which covers everything up, comes right out with the story, you can smell the bullshit. You know, to get us into Vietnam, all of a sudden, all the mainstream news was on the same page. Wow, there was a ship. It was in the Gulf of Tonkin. In the Gulf of Tonkin, and then, you know what happened? These evil Vietnamese, they attacked it for no reason because they hate freedom. They hate America. Well, it turns out later that this guy called David McNamara, who was the defense secretary at the time, made that up. That never even happened. He pretended that it was a miscommunication or he didn't understand Morse code. And there was something with the paperwork. It was a paperwork problem. Well, that paperwork problem, which was just a lie that he made up to go to war, there's a place called the Rand Corporation that were seeking different justifications. They're just a think tank to think of ways to go to war, okay? So that's what they were doing during this time. Anyway, the point is what I'm saying is when all the mainstream news comes out the same day with the same story, that's how you know it's the lie that came out of Satan's asshole to cover up. Now, I don't know a lot about Anthony Bourdain. I've never been a psychiatrist. I've never been anything. But, you know, I deal with depression too. So I do know about if you're depressed, what are the signs. And the problem with him is he's at the top of his game right now. He suicided himself in the middle of filming. Now, he had total creative freedom on his television show. He was an anchor for CNN. They gave him his own show at CNN, and they gave him a camera, and they gave him creative freedom. But what does CNN not want? Creative freedom. They want to control the story from Satan's asshole. They don't want to control the story from some loose renegade who got in his contract. I have creative freedom. That makes him very nervous. So when he's out interviewing Elon Musk, who has, you know, beyond top secret security clearance, and they have an open interview, maybe Elon Musk tells him some things that he's not allowed to hear, that the CNNs and the CIAs and the NSAs of the world don't want the American people to know. So he starts going off script, off the CNN Satan's asshole script, and he starts doing his own show. He's collecting all the interviews he wants, doing it how he wants. And let me just play this clip. This is from Fast Company. This is Anthony Bourdain's, one of his last interviews. Now, this does not, to me, I'm a layman, I'm very stupid, doesn't sound to me like this is a guy who is depressed. It seems like this is a guy who's very happy with his position, very happy with his level of creative freedom, and it all started from his big break. He got a big break. This is from Anthony Bourdain a week ago, talking about how awesome his life is since his big break.
Big break came when a woman named Carolyn Alvey, who was an editor at Bloomsbury USA, read an article that I had written for. I had two big breaks. One, I wrote a short piece intending it for a free paper in New York called the New York Press. And they intended to publish it, I was told, but it kept bumping it week after week after week. And in a moment of hubris, I listened to my mom's completely unreasonable suggestion that I send it to the New Yorker. New Yorker calls and says, we're running your story. We're buying your story. They ran it. that was a huge break for me, because within 48 hours, an editor at Bloomsbury USA named Karen Rinaldi had read the article and commissioned me for the staggeringly high price of $50,000 to write a book. And when that book came out, it was immediately a bestseller, and it changed my life overnight. Overnight. I mean, I was desperately in debt, hadn't paid my rent in time ever, had owed Amex for 10 years without making a single payment, owed the IRS, hadn't even filed, was in very, very, very insecure place at age 44. Suddenly, people were offering me things and offering me opportunities. And I think if I did, I was old enough and I fucked up enough already that I just said, you know, I realize this is a lucky break, was unlikely to get another. So I made very careful choices in that environment, was very determined to not fuck up.
So at age 44, he was in an insecure place. Now, everything's fucking awesome. I make careful choices. I'm able to choose my own destiny now. I'm given the golden ticket. And I love life. At 44, I was in a desperately insecure place. So I watched this whole interview thinking, yeah, this guy didn't commit suicide. At 44... if you say, oh, you know, he owes money to the IRS, he owes money to Amex, he owes money, he's been being squished by this financial paradigm America is in. You can work every day at a restaurant, and at 44, you're a fucked loser. If he shot himself then, I'd go, you know what, I kind of get it, because this system is so goddamn hard, it's such a ruthless system, that if you are 44 and you don't seem like you have any options in life, yeah, you might shoot yourself. Okay, if you're 61 and you just get a new girlfriend, you have total creative freedom, you're traveling the world, you're obsessed with making the best television possible. And there's parts of this interview later where he's saying, you know, I will not stand for mediocre television. I don't want serviceable, competent TV. I want to make the best TV ever. That's what drives him. He's telling you what gives him passion, which is the TV show, which he has total creative freedom over. So he was in an insecure place. Now everything's awesome. He's in the middle of shooting. He suicides himself. You know, why would he not finish the product? When TV and having total creative freedom, imagine that, you're traveling the world, you're interviewing people, okay, you have an edit session in 3 weeks after you do this and this and this interview, in your mind as an artist, you're putting it all together, okay, we're going to do this segment, that segment, boom, 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 and then you suicide yourself after an interview. No. He would not do that. Why? He wants to finish that program and make the best TV show fucking ever. Everyone comes out, oh my God, suicide, wow. People, you know, depression, and I've been sad too. That's all horse shit. Remember, Satan's asshole is the official mainstream news. They've covered up 9/11. They've covered up Gulf of Tonkin. They've covered up the JFK assassination. And to this day, they have the fake Satan asshole story on the official record. I'll tell you who killed JFK. It was Alan Dulles, LBJ, and Herbert Walker Bush. That's who killed him. So every day that CNN doesn't get on the news and tell you what I just told you now. You know, if you look at Hypothesis, a movie by Brett Smith that covers a guy called Dr. Stephen Jones, you'll know what happened on 9/11 too, which you will not hear from the mainstream Satan's asshole official narrative. who also is in control of making a financial system that is so crippling that you work every day in a restaurant, and at 44, you're very insecure. You owe 10 grand to Amex. You have never paid an Amex bill in 10 years. You're very insecure. Yeah, Anthony Bourdain at a time could have committed suicide. At 61, he wouldn't have. Period. Kate Spade. I forgot about this. Kate Spade, her husband on her Instagram, days before she was suicided, had all of these creepy pictures. One of them was him wearing some kind of serial killer mask that looked like a mouse. Look into Kate Spade's husband days before she died. He's seen walking around in this creepy mask. He also took a picture of a lady who appears dead floating in a lake. So there's like a picture of a lady dead floating in a lake. He's wearing a creepy mask. There's all these creepy pictures on the Instagram days before Kate Spade has been suicided. Was it her husband, which she'd been separated from for 10 months? Was it the Clinton Foundation? I know what it wasn't. Suicide. Anyway, Jerry Parks is another guy. He was head of Clinton's gubernatorial security team in Little Rock. He was gunned down in his car at a deserted intersection outside Little Rock, Arkansas. Parks' son said his father was building a dossier on Clinton. Uh-oh. He allegedly threatened to reveal information. After he died, the files were mysteriously removed from his house. So this guy, Jerry Parks, he's building a case. He's working right with, he's on the security team. He's, you know, in Little Rock, Arkansas. He starts to see that Bill Clinton is fucking everybody in the face. He's paying off people, you know, he's doing cocaine. He's fucking guys' wives in the face all around Little Rock. He's going, wait a minute, I'm going to build a little dossier just in case these people, and then they gunned him down and they took all of his fucking, they know what the fuck, they're a crime family, okay? So, again, when murderers, the people like John Podesta, people like Bill and Hillary Clinton, murderers are not charged for any of their crimes, and they think they own the fucking system. They can suicide whoever they want. They've done it since the 80s. And if the whole mainstream news says the same shit, it's bullshit. So, anyway, I know that depression is real. I don't think it was in the case of Anthony Bourdain or Kate Spade. So, again, be vigilant, people. When the mainstream news says, oh, my God, this person was suicided, I mean, they committed suicide, remember. That's a Satan asshole story. I mean, maybe it's true. I think definitely people do kill themselves, you know. Like, maybe David Carradine really did masturbate while hanging himself and die, or maybe, you know, he knew too much. Maybe the Yakuza was after him for one of his kung fu episodes from the 70s. You know, I don't know. Maybe Bruce Lee was shot by the Chinese mob because he started making movies with Hollywood instead of the Beijing crime family. I don't know. But I know when, I just don't think Anthony Bourdain or Kate Spade killed themselves. I think they were murdered. And there's a lot of people out there who could have done it. Anyway, smoke pot, worship aliens. I've been Eric Hollerbach. Thank you very much.